GCSE Economics Podcast, Application of Economic Theory to Real-World Scenarios. Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most crucial skills for your EdExcel exam, applying economic theory to real-world scenarios. Now, here's the thing. Knowing your definitions is great, but EdExcel examiners are looking for something more. They want to see you take those textbook concepts and apply them to specific contexts. That's where the marks really come from. In fact, AO2, that's Assessment Objective 2, which is all about application, makes up 35% of your total marks. So this skill is absolutely essential. Today, we're going to explore exactly how to do this. We'll cover the core concepts you need to understand, walk through the techniques examiners are looking for, highlight common mistakes that cost students marks, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's dive in. So, what does application actually mean in economics? It means taking a theoretical concept, like supply and demand, or elasticity, or market failure, and showing how it works in a specific, real-world situation. The key word here is specific. Generic answers are capped at lower mark levels. You need to reference the exact data, the exact industry, the exact country mentioned in the source material. Let me give you an example. Imagine the exam gives you an extract about the UK housing market, with data showing house prices rising by 8% in London, but only 2% in the Northeast. A generic answer might say, house prices are rising due to increased demand. That's not wrong, but it's too vague. An applied answer would say, the extract shows London house prices rose by 8%, significantly higher than the 2% increase in the Northeast. This suggests regional differences in demand, possibly due to London's higher employment opportunities and wages, which increase consumers' ability and willingness to pay for housing. See the difference? You've quoted specific figures, linked them to economic theory about demand, and explained the context. That's application. Now, let's talk about the five-stage chain. This is your secret weapon for building deep analysis. It works like this, because effect one, effect two, effect three, impact on economic agent. Let's use an example. Suppose the government introduces a new tax on sugary drinks, because tax increases the cost of production for soft drink manufacturers. Effect one, manufacturers may pass this cost onto consumers through higher prices. Effect two, higher prices reduce the quantity demanded, especially if demand is price elastic. Effect three, reduced sales lead to lower revenue for manufacturers. Impact. Firms may respond by reformulating products to avoid the tax or by cutting costs elsewhere, potentially leading to job losses. Notice how each stage flows logically into the next? That's what examiners call a logical chain of reasoning, and it's what separates level three answers from level two. Another crucial skill is integrating quantitative data. The exam will often give you tables, charts, or figures. You must use them. Don't just describe what the data shows, use it to support your economic argument. For example, if unemployment data shows a rise from 4.2% to 6.1%, don't just state that. Explain what it means. The extract states unemployment rose from 4.2% to 6.1%, an increase of 1.9 percentage points. This significant rise suggests a contraction in aggregate demand, which would reduce consumer spending and potentially lead to a negative multiplier effect, further slowing economic growth. You've quoted the data, linked it to theory, aggregate demand, and developed the analysis with the multiplier effect. That's exactly what examiners want. Now, let's talk about command words. These are the instructions in the question, and they tell you exactly what to do. Explain means develop a logical chain of reasoning. Assess means weigh up the effects or limitations. Evaluate means make a supported judgment. And here's a top tip. For 9 and 12 mark questions, your conclusion should always include an "it depends on" factor. For example, the impact of the tax depends on the price elasticity of demand. If demand is inelastic, consumers will continue to buy sugary drinks despite the price increase, limiting the tax's effectiveness in reducing consumption. That shows sophisticated evaluation, and it's what gets you into the top mark levels. Let's talk about what not to do, because avoiding mistakes is just as important as doing things right. Mistake number one, providing generic responses. If the question is about the UK steel industry, don't write a generic answer about firms and markets. Talk about UK steel producers, reference the specific data in the extract, Mention factors like global competition or tariffs if they're relevant to the context. Mistake number two, confusing command words. Assess is not the same as evaluate. Assess means analyze the effects or limitations, you're weighing things up. Evaluate means reach a judgment and support it with evidence. Make sure you know what each command word requires. Mistake number three, the shopping list approach. This is when students list multiple points without developing any of them. For example, demand will fall, supply will increase, prices will change. That's three separate statements with no explanation. Instead, develop one point fully before moving to the next. And here's a practical tip. Allocate 1 minute per mark. If it's a 6-mark question, spend 6 minutes. If it's a 12-mark question, spend 12 minutes. Don't overwrite on 2-mark definitions. Save your time for the big analysis and evaluation questions. Finally, always use the data. I can't stress this enough. If the extract gives you figures, quote them. If there's a table, reference specific values. Examiners reward explicit use of source material, and generic answers that ignore the data are capped at lower levels. All right, let's test your recall with a quick fire quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a moment to think, then give the answer. Question one, what percentage of your GCSE economics marks come from AO2 application? Answer, 35%. Question two, what are the 5 stages in the 5-stage chain of analysis? Answer, cause, effect one, effect two, effect three, impact on economic agent. Question three, what should you always include in the conclusion of a 9 or 12-mark evaluation question? Answer, and it depends on factor, such as elasticity, time period, or magnitude of impact. Question four, true or false? You should write generic answers that could apply to any context. Answer, false. Always apply your answer to the specific context in the question. Question five, how many minutes should you spend on a 12-mark question? Answer, approximately 12 minutes, plus a bit of planning time. Brilliant, let's recap what we've covered today. Application is about taking economic theory and showing how it works in a specific, real-world context. Always quote data from the extract, reference the specific industry or country, and build logical chains of reasoning using the 5-stage chain method. Understand your command words. Explain, assess, evaluate, and give examiners exactly what they're asking for. Avoid generic answers, don't list points without developing them, and always, always use the data provided. Remember, AO2 is 35% of your marks. Master application, and you're well on your way to a top grade. Good luck with your revision, and remember, economics isn't just about theory. It's about understanding the real world around you. Keep practicing, keep applying, and you'll do brilliantly. Thanks for listening, and happy revising.